Hello, Veiling Machine.
Hi, is Kim in?
Who's calling, please?
This is Nico with the Bank of Cardiff, trying to touch base here with Kim. Spoke with him last October, told me to follow up once every year. So that's what I'm doing, just giving him a call, seeing how business has been.
It's been slower. Are you talking about a loan or something like that?
So, yeah, last time we talked, I told Kim about the programs that we had to offer, the equipment financing and working capital. Said there's nothing then. That's why I'm giving a call a year later.
Okay. Yeah, well, same again.
Oh, no.
Nothing much going on.
Is this Maria,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah. What happened? What's going on? Is it just like everybody kind of slowing down or...
Yeah, it's kind of slow. I don't know, wait until after the election or something.
Yeah. It kind of to refresh my memory a little bit here, since it's been a while, are you guys, tied to any specific industry with your customers, or are you kind of just general machine shop?
We're general.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, how has everything been, though? Is it just super slow, or do you guys start to see a pickup, or is it mainly the election that's kind of caused a slowdown?
Well, must be the election. I don't know. It comes and goes, and right now we're, slow time of the year, too, so.
Right. Are you guys doing anything to kind of offset that slow time?
Well, we're taking in work we don't normally do.
Right. Diversifying yourself a little bit.
Yeah,
a lot of my customers are doing the same thing. I help a lot of machine shops and manufacturing get some financing in place. And when my customers, most of them are out in Ohio and some out in Texas. And because those ones are mainly related to the oil industry, they started telling me that, yeah, Nico, we're trying to diversify ourselves. So they're looking at aerospace and medical as other alternatives to start bringing in some new customers.
Yeah, well... I'm sorry, I can't help you out. I mean, yeah, we're not looking to finance anything right now.
Right, okay. Well, that's not a problem. Is there a typical time where you guys might sit down, look at the books, and see if you guys need any equipment or might need some extra cash on hand? Because don't forget that we already have you guys pre-approved with us for equipment financing and working capital for $250,000.
Yeah, and we're not looking at it for a while that I can see, so...
Yeah, nowhere down the foreseeable future, of course. I definitely understand that's what a lot of my customers are saying, too. They're kind of just buckling down and hoping that they can get through the slow time as well.
Yeah, so...
I mean, out of curiosity, if, let's say, for example, you guys did have $250,000 in your pocket right now, is there any way that you guys could use that money and... possibly, bring on new customers, increase the revenue a little bit. How would you guys, benefit from some extra cash on hand?
Well, I don't know. Right now, we don't need it because we can't see buying any new equipment or anything.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's
what we've got. So
it's not limited to the equipment though. So if you had extra cash, because it's a two-part program that we have, not only equipment, but the working capital. So if you had money, like actual money in your bank account, like a large amount, would you guys have something, like do you guys have any plans that you would, haven't been able to do because of the slow time?
No, I can't see us using any extra cash right now anyway, so. Okay. Well, you have a good day. Thank you.
All right. Is there any time that you'd like me to maybe follow up with you guys?
I suppose you can try again next year.
Beginning of next year?
Yeah.
Okay. And, I don't think I was able to get Kim's email address last time. Maybe I could shoot you over my information just in case anything does come up between, the times that I follow up. You guys can have me on file at least.
Well, you can give it to me.
Okay. What's your email address?
No, we're not going to do that because we don't need a bunch of junk mail, too.
Well, it's not junk mail. It's one email with my contact information and little information about the business.
How about you give me your email and we can do it that way.
All right. So it's N-I-K-O. So that's Nancy I-K-O. And it's T as in Tom. At Bank. So that's B-A-N-K. Of O-F. Cardiff. And Cardiff is spelled C-A-R. D as in dog. I-F-F as in Frank. Frank.com. So that's Nico T at bankofcardiff.com.
Okay.
Yeah, so if anything comes up in which you guys are looking to possibly bring on equipment, or if you guys need some extra cash, feel free to give me a call. Or, you know, I'm just a click away or an email away, and I'd love to be able to at least earn your guys' business and, you know, be in the ring if you guys are looking for anything.
Okay. Well, all right. Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. You take care now. Good catching up with you guys.